Mr. Chair, you can start.
Very good. Welcome everyone to the August 11th meeting of the West University Historic Zone Advisory Board. I would like to do a roll call to establish a quorum. So please be prepared to unmute yourself and indicate your presence. Christopher.
Present.
Cecilia is absent. James Glock, I'm present. Paul? Present. He's waving his hand. Hallie, are you here?
No.
Lou Spetnagel?
Present.
And Greg? One,
present.
Two, three, four. Michael, do we need four or five? Five. We have five present.
One, two, three, four, five. I actually have six.
Oh. One, two, three, four, five. Who am I missing?
I have Lou here. I have Paul. I have Jim. I have Christopher. I have Greg. Oh, sorry. There are five. I got Jim twice. You're correct.
Okay. All right. With that, we can move on to the next item on the agenda, which is the approval of the review and approval of the legal action report of July 7th. Entertain a motion to approve.
So motion.
Lou moves approval. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Greg moves second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please indicate by saying aye. Chris says aye. Greg says aye. Paul says aye. Lou says aye. Jim Glock, aye. Passes unanimously. Oh, and CC's here.
CC joined us.
Thank you.
All right. Let the record show CC's joined the meeting. With that, then, we'll move on to
Did she vote?
I'm sorry?
Did she vote for the legal action?
Yes,
report?
Yes, she did.
Okay.
Michael, thank you. Yep. With that, we'll move on to item three, call to the audience. Michael, do we have anyone for a call to the audience?
No, Mr. Chair.
Very good. Then item five, reviews. Item 4A, SD-0426-00059/TC-RES-0326-01222, continued. This is our item, 5829 North 5th Avenue. The proposed project includes an addition of a concrete driveway and a wrought iron fence at the front yard of the existing contributing residence. Hopefully everyone has reviewed the executive summary and the material presented and updated. I believe a number of members have seen this before. Does the applicant want to make any comments before we begin discussion?
Just thanks everybody for setting this up and being here. I appreciate your presence with this. And I think we've updated pretty significantly from our last actual discussion, the drawings and the elevation. So just looking forward to seeing what people think about our updated proposal.
Okay, are you guys prepared to walk through your drawings, share them with the group, and discuss the items?
I can share. When I went to practice sharing, I think it said that I didn't have the rights, but let me try it again. It says...
Well, I believe Michael can establish rights for you. Just a moment.
Okay, okay.
Michael?
Unless someone has them, but otherwise I'll
okay, hold on. Let me give you the right to share. So you are Robert, right?
Correct.
I am making you the co-host now so you can be able to share your screen.
All right. Let's I have done this for for a while, but let me, oops, that's not what I want. So thanks for your patience. Let's see.
If not, Jim is your savior, but you're doing great. It's coming up.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, let me see if I can. Now, let me see if I can manipulate this thing.
scroll up.
Yeah, let me see. I don't think it lets me scroll real quick. Let me take a look here and see what we can do. Well, now it's just sort of like, all right. Yeah, it sort of froze up on me here. Hold on. I'm doing this on an iPad, which I'm usually doing it on a computer, but what I have. Yeah, let me back it out a little bit here.
Okay, while you're doing that, Michael, if we can let the record show that Hallie is Sablosky has joined us.
Oh, good.
At 6:10. Welcome, Hallie. We are on item 4B.
Let's see if I can.
Thank you.
You might be able to do it better here.
There we go. I mean, it's just, I think it's just slow. Let's see if I can.
Go up there.
Yeah, it just kind of goes like that. I think it did move. Let me see if I can.
Page has a good picture.
Yeah, let's see. Where do you want to start off from this, if I can figure it out? Where do you want me to just start at the beginning of the application? Where do you want me to go? It looks like it is starting.
Well, there are some members who were not in attendance at the last meeting, so I think it would be helpful for you to begin.
Okay.
Afresh. So,
sure.
What your existing conditions are, what you're proposing, and then we can also. Have Michael perhaps review the staff summary as well, but we'll let you go first, Robert.
Okay. All right. Thanks. So what we have here, I'm showing you now the existing one. Like I said, I'm sorry for this presentation, but this is the way the property exists now. Basically, what we have is a rock wall. I don't really have a pointer, but let's see if I can get my pointer going here. But basically, if you look to the right-hand side along the street there, oops, you went, I'm looking at you now, Jim. Let's see what happened. Let's try that again. There we go. So we are, in the West University, obviously, what we want to do is, let me see if I can, if this can load up, I'll let it go. It's just going to take a little minute. Basically, our house currently has a existing wall, which is along Fifth Avenue. We have a sidewalk in front. You can see the right of way. I'm working my way from the street out. There is a rock wall, retainer wall that runs along the front of the property. And then we have an existing sidewalk, porch, and then you can kind of see the outline of the house. There is an existing fence both at the top and the north and the south end of the house with a gate on the south end of the house. And so this is sort of the existing thing, existing property the way it is at this time. So what we want to do is if you look on that north side of the house towards 2nd Street, there is an existing space that would border the property just north of us. And what we want to do is convert that into a driveway in order to get our cars off the street. We currently have no on-street. We only have on-street parking. We are completely walled off from a property that was separated from this property back in the 1950s. And so that property completely blocks us from Arizona. which is to the west of us. So we want to build up that, put a driveway in. And we did understand after the initial meeting that the idea is that we would move the, that the car, that would, the car, parks, parking space would be obscured from the, not be on the, visible or not be in the front yard, so that it wouldn't be visible in the front yard. So we have gone back, we took a look at, there is some mechanical, there are some mechanical AC units there that we basically moved all of that back. So you kind of have to, since I'm not sure how to get my pointer going on this, you kind of have to just sort of bear with me a little bit on that. Let's see if I can find a way to use this point, use a pointer here. It would be great if I could. Yeah, let's see if I don't really, yeah, I don't really have a way of doing that, so. But, so, let me close that up. All right, so I'll go on to the next page, which is one more, and this is a 13-year-old iPad. It's like, you know, version what, 3, so it's not exactly Quicksilver here. So this is some explanation. Now this is a little bit more detail about the proposed driveway and what we're thinking of doing. I'll zoom in a little bit there. Basically what it would be it would take the driveway, it would take the current, the existing AROC wall, create that space in the AROC wall, and then repurpose that AROC to provide a retaining wall on the north side of the driveway. And then it would have two concrete pads with gravel in between. And then it would extend all the way back past 22 feet past the front of the house, all the way back to where the air conditioning units are. The fence is represented in the front here. So there's the fence would wrap around where the driveway is. It would come around the front of the house, go all the way to the south corner of the property, and then extend past that. It's really a bush. It's, it looks like a tree, but it's really a bush. Past that bush to the existing separating fence on the south property. So if you, you know, then for more detail, we have some details in terms of the footing for the retaining wall. We also have an example of, am I getting this
right?
Yeah,
you're getting it right. You're doing great.
he did the drawing, so he can take all the credit for that. And so you can see the fence. This wall may not go quite as tall as that. It might just be that's probably higher than we would go on the wall, but it would be, there would at least be, there would be posts at the corners to anchor the fence to, at the corners of the property. Up above here, you have our elevation for the entry to the driveway, right?
That's the, yeah, that's for your right-of-way permit.
Right, that's to, so
the curb detail.
Curb detail, good, good way to put that. And then you can see on the left hand, there's the slope is represented there with the pads. Any questions about that from where we're at so far?
Are there any questions of the board members of where Robert's at with his explanation so far? Chris.
Yeah, thank you for the presentation. The drawings are really helpful to see. The as-built conditions help us, at least help me, really understand the project. That's really appreciated.
Sure.
Could you zoom into the plan of the drive itself? I remember in the design narrative, there's something about concrete pavers. Maybe you can zoom into the concrete pavers if it's possible.
Concrete pavers?
Well, it's the two...
Oh yeah, they look like pavers. They're actually concrete pads, so they would be poured.
So
I think they're,
it's like a detail like the old driveways used to be.
right.
And how big is the opening of the gate there? Or is there not a gate?
No gate.
What is the opening from the street there? It's just a wide opening, so you don't have any gate there at all, right?
Right, yeah,
Right, right. We're not gating it off. We're not gating the driveway off. We just want the
so you just take away that existing lava rock wall and there's
Right.
straight shot up to there.
Right.
Yeah, I get it. Thank you.
And then that fence that's kind of represented, it sort of looks like it's existing there, is going to really get moved up to where the AC units are. So that same fence that's existing there will just get moved back with a gate for access, which is going to match the gate on the other side of the
So
house. I can.
there's a lava rock wall facing to the east. I think it's going to be removed. And then there's a lava rock wall to the north, I think. I see an arrow to it.
Yeah, so that's because we're at a slope, there's going to need to be it doesn't just ramp, it could just go straight off, but we'd rather
Edge it.
edge that with the lava rock so that the lava rock wall wraps around.
Is there a section through that? Oh, there is. There's a section drawing.
There's an elevation on the last sheet that kind of shows.
Okay.
If you can move it,
Yeah, let's go to the next one here.
keep going.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Sure. Here we go. This will give you a little bit better idea, the actual front elevation and the side and north elevation, south and north elevation.
From our last meeting, that's what they asked for, that you guys would like, was a front elevation showing the fence and the house. And there's a elevation on the south side of that section of fence, and then there's a elevation that's just under the pictures. That's the kind of gives you an idea of what it looks like from the north side, with the fence wrapping around on top of the poured stem and showing the side of the house back to where the new fence will be and the air conditioning unit location is.
These drawings are really great. These are very helpful. Could you zoom into that east elevation indicator? Because that's looking at the drive, right? You're looking at the front of the property, like up the driveway, I believe.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Oh,
So
there
from
it
the
is.
street view, street elevation, that's what it would look like with that fence pushed, that gate pushed all the way back.
So then you
It's
see
only
the.
about an 18-inch elevation change from where the sidewalk is. It's not very much.
And that's that lava rock wall that you're repurposing
Yes.
there to the north side of your of the property.
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah, since he's putting gravel as an accent between the concrete pavers, the stone edge there will keep that stuff from washing away if there's rain or something, and
Yeah.
also give the boundary edge on the property line.
And I'm looking at that fence and that gate. When were those installed? Because those don't look like historic elements. There's a C panel, I think, wall or some sort of 6 foot wall, and there's a gate with a triangular top on it.
Yeah.
What's the provenance of those? How long have those been around?
A long time. I think I probably, I don't know. Jim's lived around the house longer than I have, but
So,
they long pre-exist us. I don't know.
Chris, on the east elevation, the gate to the left south side of the house is existing. The proposed gate on the north side, I don't believe, is in place today. Is that correct, Robert?
Right. Yeah, there's no
Yeah.
gate at that
And
time.
they're proposing to have the wall that they have on the south side of the house match then the north side. And again, mind you, this gate is 22 feet back from the face of the front of the home.
Right. And it's really it's a wall, but it's a corrugated steel fence.
And that predates your ownership of the property.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
I
I think
was wondering,
like
because I found a photograph from 1995 of the property, and those gates weren't there. And I was wondering when they were brought into the conversation, because those clearly are not historic gates, obviously.
no.
Yeah, no, I don't know. The house sold in 2000. I think it was the last time it sold before we bought it, 2000 or 2001, 2001. And so it would have happened, it could have happened when the when those owners, I don't know, you know, yeah, it basically predates us.
So I guess it's a question for Michael Tocco, whoever is in administration. So this was this okayed as part of the development of the property?
When you say, was this okay, what
Was
is
this
that?
reviewed? Were these fences reviewed and these gates reviewed?
I did not look into that, whether they were reviewed and approved or
Got it.
not.
Thank you.
Okay, Chris, any further questions right now?
No, right now.
Okay. Any other board members have any questions before I ask mine? All right. You guys, a couple things. Let's keep it on this drawing. I'm going to use a feature that I'm still getting used to. So, right here, we're seeing a lava rock wall.
Correct.
And that is above the neighbor's grade.
No, it would follow the grade. That whole area is basically kind of level straight across.
So it's similar to then, this is kind of what the wall would look like on your north property line to
Exactly.
address any
Yeah.
grade changes between your new driveway and the property to the north of you.
Right.
That's
It's more of a it's just more of an edge to keep the granite, decomposed granite or whatever the landscape material is between the on the concrete pavers.
great. And that will be recycled A-mountain rock from the wall that you're demolishing.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, likewise, on the south side of the driveway, you're depicting, you'll be utilizing that same recycled lava rock wall to address the grade differential from the sidewalk back to where you meet grade as you head towards the house, correct?
Correct, correct.
And that detail we saw earlier, the lava rock wall will be facing then a concrete retaining wall.
Right,
Now,
right.
okay. I did not see on that detail the concrete retaining wall, the lava rock facing
It's
it
not
attached
very
to.
high. That's just it.
No. But the reason I mentioned it is because you still have another plans review to endure, and they if I'm asking it, they're more astute than I am. They're going to ask it, and so I don't know if you're allowed to make modifications to your drawings
Well,
before you get to them. No. So let me finish, please. Let me finish, please.
I'll line up your things here. Hold
No,
on.
that's right. Yeah, I can
I
erase
was gonna
it
go
all.
back to
So,
the elevations,
yeah, that's fine. I can let me turn all this off. So,
Okay. So if you look on the pictures on the same sheet on the south wall,
okay.
there's a
Well,
picture.
let's now Robert can move things around. I've erased my
Okay, so
sketches. So.
I was going to go back to the
Right, look, no, come back.
isn't it this
The other
one?
way. The other
Oh,
way.
it's
It's on the
this.
same sheet.
Oh, it's on the same
Right
sheet.
there. The bottom.
Oh, you're talking about the actual picture there.
Yeah. If you see, that's where the fence is going to be on the south side, and it has the same detail of the poured stem there. We're going to have, if you see what I'm talking about on the north side, that's along the driveway. So actually looking out, you'd see the top of the same detail on both sides of his property with the fence on it.
Right.
So it matches.
I understand that,
Okay.
but if but I understand that any vertical face is going to be clad with a mountain rock, correct?
Correct.
Okay. If you could if you could show me the detail of the retaining wall again, please.
Sure. Oops. Let's go back here.
Okay. So, right here.
Yeah.
So right here.
Kind of I presume. Metric.
So right here, this is leading up to your stairs. Correct?
No, that's the edge wall of the driveway.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. Well, and then. Exactly.
But is this ground level right here?
Well, ground level is on the, yes, that would be probably ground level on his front lawn area, let's say.
Okay, and then?
And then the step footing is just a detail that we have to kind of go down with the grade change, which, like I said, is maximum 20 inches, basically, to where we hit the first stone column. And we're putting a stone column at the south end of that same detail. So it matches on both sides.
Do me the favor and show me where this detail section cut is, number two.
Oh, okay.
And I'll
it
reasons.
Should be right.
Yeah, I'm not, there. Yeah.
Yeah, his thing is so small.
Let me blow it up a little bit here.
It should say, what's that now?
Right here.
Yeah, so it's going to be right here where it says new gate, 3 foot gate.
Correct.
That's that retaining wall
right there.
Right
and
there.
Along the visually exposed portion of where I've just drawn my red line, mm-hmm. that will be faced with a mountain rock, correct?
Correct.
And then we'll see a mountain rock facing here as you're dealing with any grade differentials between your neighbor and yourself, correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right. That's one set of questions I have. If you could go back to the front elevation, I'd appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And if we could zoom in on the front gate and the pillars. The pillars I'm... okay. So you have existing rock in the front, and then... Are these pillars placed on top of the existing rock wall?
Yeah, so if you, and actually this is something that we might have to think about because we hadn't envisioned necessarily the gate. I think there was some misunderstanding there in terms of the fence going into a rock pillar versus going into just a gate corner post. Because there is an existing... The existing pillars that are there are not that tall. They're about, they're about maybe halfway up that section there. So they're above the existing wall, but they're only up maybe a foot and a half, a foot or so.
Do we have a section of the gate in relation to the top of the existing rock wall? Not the gate, of the wrought iron.
Oh, well, let's take a look here. Maybe this is this right here.
Okay, so I want to see a cross-section of that. Where is the gate in relation to the rock wall? I mean, not the gate, the wrought iron. Is it behind the rock wall?
It could be just around it because it was just going to be a post there. I mean, that's where we had thought about it.
The lower wall is existing, so we were going to build the column flush to the outside.
No, I'm not asking about the column. I'm asking about the wrought iron.
Oh, okay. What about it then?
Well, it would intersect into the column because the column is going to be wider than the existing wall.
I'm not asking about the column. I'm asking about the existing retaining wall. Where mm-hmm. is the wrought iron pickets in relation to that?
It's not going to be mounted into the wall. It's going to be it'll be post behind the wall. So it will not
okay.
be there.
Okay.
So there's your question right there. Now that I understand.
Okay.
So it's not going to be mounted on top of the wall. It'll be mounted behind it.
All right. I think my inquiry has prompted a question on the part of Chris.
Just a A follow-up related to that. I think we could see that on the plan. I appreciate the question. Can we see the plan to see where the relationship between the
There we go.
Rock wall and the gate might be?
Thanks, Chris.
And the fence?
I can go in a little bit behind that there. If that's
yeah, I was looking at the existing, that existing photo that I found from 25 years ago.
All right.
The wall goes to a small pillar.
Right.
Turning the corner, it looks like. You're going to the west with some sort of rock wall that doesn't exist right now, I believe.
Right. It
There's
would
a
be.
gate into it.
Right. The idea would be for us actually to just keep that original look, but we would, just to kind of balance it, we would add, you know, maybe that's only about, it's probably a foot above the wall that pillar, that those two existing small bump out. They're more like bump outs than pillars. So we would put those on the corners of the property, on the corner of the property, keep the ones that are there that are existing, and then put another one down where the driveway is going to begin. Does that make sense?
I think it does. From the floor plan, it looks like it.
It's
causing a lot of difficulty, I think, because you're trying to integrate, if I understand it correctly, you're trying to integrate that new wrought iron fence,
mm-hmm.
that existing lava rock wall,
right?
And it's I think it's just causing you some grief integrating the new and the old. I didn't really think about it until Jim Glock mentioned it, that you're going to have to take that existing small pillar on the corner of that entry and then rise them up somehow and make it look continuous.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying, is this is something that we can, you know, we can we might have to modify that when it goes farther than this, but
yeah,
it's something that when I reviewed these, I didn't think about, but really we want to just put that as a post there rather, and then leave the existing, because we've got houses, I've got pictures of the house in 1910, and it basically had the same little mm-hmm. bump up on each side. So our idea is to keep that same sort of level of bump rather than
so.
The way it looks okay. as a whole column, yeah.
I am not aware of a neighborhood with a wall where those columns exist any higher than maybe the one cap rock. And I've got a similar type of fence in front of my house, and I just kept the wrought iron fence behind the rock wall in its entirety, and
right.
I did not make a little pillar. I don't think you'll find a little rock pillar integrated with a wrought iron fence anywhere in the neighborhood. So
right, and I think,
and if I might finish, I think that you know, the pillar is going to be very hard to look as though it's integrated with the existing rock wall, and that you'd be far better off to simply not build the pillars, to just have your wrought iron fence be behind the existing rock wall. And leave the existing rock wall intact as it is. I think that's more respectful of the historic character of your home. Because I'm worried that you're going to run out of existing salvaged A-mountain mm-hmm. rock to right. be able to do that, and
right.
you're not going to be able to match the rock that you have. So, that would be. That's I think a comment I feel kind of strongly about with respect to this design. Those pillars
sure.
are not acceptable. I think ideas for you to continue to pursue,
okay.
and also they're expensive. You know, you're probably going to save money by not trying to.
Yeah, no, well, that's what Pete's saying. I think that we looked at the plans, and at that time I was looking at other things, and I didn't really put that all together, but the whole idea was never to really have them attached to any kind of rock portion of it, but instead just leave the what's there now, which is just
okay.
the bump up. So and then submerge, or you know sink the post for the fence in behind the rock wall.
If I understand Jim correctly, it sounds like a really logical strategy from the Department of the Interior to separate the existing condition, that low lava wall, from the new wrought iron fence.
Right.
Are you suggesting it sounds like you'll need to push the whole thing back to the point of the gate.
Yeah, I don't know how close we can get in as far as if we look at those plans. There are steps, but if there's,
you need to get up.
I don't know how far we have to go in terms of, yeah, for excavation for that, those posts. I don't know if we need a foot or,
I think what you'll be doing is putting your wrought iron fence just behind your wall.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like
right
that.
There.
If you zoomed in, I could draw this and just do away with these pillars.
Right.
It saves money and it's a logical strategy.
Yeah, I think we can work with that definitely.
Okay.
And just a follow-up question on that. Is there anything that would need to change on the plan for the next review process? I just want to make sure that y'all get all of those edits.
Yes.
Before. Yeah. And so I just want to make, that wasn't 100% clear to me. And so I wanted to double check. Yep.
So Michael, how do we address, the desire to perhaps have the chains modified between us and just have to articulate that verbally in our motions or to say what we're accepting, or do we need to, since we can't continue this, to have them come back with modified plans, how do we handle the need for the pillars to be removed from the concept?
So you have a couple of options here. Last time there was no quorum, so this was not reviewed. So what you can do today is you can include all what you want to see in your motion, because you reviewed the first time and you continued it. The second time that was supposed to be reviewed, there was no review, it was continued. So you have to take action on it today. So you need to include all what you want to see in your motion. And when you put it on the motion, they are not going to change the plans.
Okay.
We will make sure that plans review subcommittee gets what you want them to do on your motion. They can discuss it when they get to the plans review and say, West University wanted this. If they agree with you on what you are requesting, they will make their own motion, maybe consistent with what you agreed, maybe add some other conditions. And then at that time, the applicants will go back to the drawing board to revise the plan one time, which will include all the requests from West University and any other requests that may come from plans from this subcommittee. Plus, if the director wants to add another condition on it.
Very good. Thank you, Michael. Allie, that's hopefully that's helpful for the board. I have another question in relation to the concrete driveway apron. If we could look at the section A on the and maybe the plan view, if we could zoom in on that above the, No, let's move up on the drawing, please, Robert. There we go. This is what I want to talk about. Okay, let's stop here for a sec. The existing condition, interestingly enough, the neighbor has a curb cut. And at one point in time had a driveway into their backyard, and if you look in their backyard, they have a structure that at one point in time must have been a garage. It has now been converted to a utility room. So this ramping up to a curb at a higher elevation is not the existing condition right here. This curb here is actually, this is depressed all through here. If this is the property line, let's say this is the property line. This is all depressed, is an existing depressed curb. I would assume that we're going to maintain a depressed curb to match their depressed curb as you go north. And really the only transition you'll see is this on the south side.
Isn't that a city permitting sort of thing, Jim?
I think
that's kind of the same thing going on with Krista's thing. The city wet stamped approved stuff and came out and inspected it and changed it. So the city kind of owns those curb cuts.
Yeah. And don't you think the drawings ought to reflect existing conditions?
Sure. Okay. Then we're sending them back to the beginning because these are substantive redraws. We can't do an emotion.
No. I think
second question is, can we pass the motion noting our objections to the gates but not making it a yes, no on the vote?
I think we...
Because they're still thinking about it.
We make the motion with our conditions, and the conditions are that the driveway apron to the north match the existing curb condition to the north. They note that the wrought iron fencing is to be behind the existing rock wall and that pillars don't be added. I mean, we can condition our approval once we comment on the changes we'd like to see to keep this moving forward.
Are we saying that without these conditions being addressed before the county, like we're saying no unless those conditions are addressed?
We're approving with these conditions.
Right. But if they don't make those conditional changes and get approved at the next time, they can put a gate up on the beam.
Well, look, please, let's understand our board here is an advisory board. So the director will make a final decision. What do you recommend?
My question is it the director or the city permit for the curb cut?
So
like to address the curb cut, if I may. I've already talked to the city about it. They're the ones that requested that these be on there. But we will have a site meeting because of the situation there, and they are aware of the existing adjacent curb. And they basically said that we're going to do a field design to make it work. And it's the city's requirement. We have no control over that. Well, so it will probably maintain the double opening. Okay, well, we may have to even do some paving on his side.
Okay.
But that's the city right-of-way permit. I have to meet an inspector out there.
I understand, but we don't enjoy the conversation that you had with them. So we're working based upon what we see on our drawings. And what you've shown here is the standard detail for a driveway. So I understand where you're at. And, again... We can make note of that in our motion as we are approving it as a observation condition. And then the Plans Review Committee of the Historic Commission can take it that we've seen it, acknowledged it, and assume it will be addressed. And then the director will be, again, hearing our motion and understanding the conditions that we're approving it under. So, Chris, you had your hand up.
I've got two questions about the south elevation, which is, I guess, the primary elevation of a contributing structure. So I thought I might want to focus on that for just a moment. Not the south elevation, the east facing elevation.
Front of the house.
About that. Yeah, the main. This is always the big one in this kind of conversation that we have with the Department of the Interior and also the design guidelines for the historic district. So. In the West University Historic District Design Guidelines, number 6 says off-street parking should not be visible from the street. Place parking and services facilities to the rear. So that's going to put a vehicle, which is very much sort of, I think, against the design guidelines, right in the view of the major sort of elevation of a contributing structure. And I don't know that we've talked about this yet. That's my first question. So how do you resolve that issue?
Well, I'm just going to address that because that's where we moved it back. So you would have, your car, at least one car, even two cars could fit in that 24, 23 feet. But, it's not without precedent because there are driveways that I know have gone through approval process, and they very perfectly show that the car is exposed. I mean, if you have a driveway, you're going to see a car from the driveway. It's not going to be, you know, avoidable that you're not going to see a car in the driveway. So I guess that would be my only answer. I don't know, you know.
For our review, we would have to see those things. If that's part of the argument, I guess, for this, or the justification for it, I guess there's two ways to do it in this kind of presentation. One is to present what the what is it called? What is the development zone? So mm-hmm. there's a development zone that's established for every parcel in the neighborhood, and mm-hmm. there's a prevailing sort of logic of how the properties are developed. And then I guess there's even ways to sort of open it up into the larger neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
The historic zone, and to show examples of that. But I was just reading through the design guidelines because you could probably fit like three cars into this. There's no reason mm-hmm. that you couldn't like just line up three cars back to back in there, and they would significantly change the character of this east elevation. And I just wanted to hear the committee's thoughts and
sure.
the administration's thoughts and your thoughts. Presenter.
Yeah.
If I might recognize Hallie, she had her hands up.
Oh, sure. I wanted to share what I recall from our previous meeting about this exact question, being that where the air conditioner units are, and because there is no way to have rear parking or alley access in their property, that could be an appropriate condition to approve kind of something that doesn't 100% align there. That's my understanding and from what I recall. So please correct me if that is inaccurate.
That was the perspective that the chair took with respect to that. I don't think, again, we continued the item. We didn't necessarily land on any one perspective, but Rick was very sympathetic to the challenges that Robert's addressing with not having off-street parking. I think the board sentiment at that time was, we would certainly like to see any cars that do utilize this driveway not be in front of the front wall of the house or the front face of the house. And there's room for one car to do that. So, I mean, if we want to include that we approve this, but with no parking in front of the front face of the house, I don't know how you have that enforced, but that could be a comment someone would make if they so choose to make a motion. So,
so the design guideline is overturned, or there's no screening proposed. I missed that meeting, so I don't know.
No, if
I
can really
reviewed, but
you want me to take the dog out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is somebody talking?
So if you look at the staff report, that was one other thing. That was one of the things that staff talked about. The off-street parking should not be visible from the street. Mm-hmm. But there is also on page 26 of the design guidelines, it calls for screening, may be required on a case-by-case basis. You may utilize landscaping or other screening elements to screen these areas without negatively impacting adjacent properties. So that is consistent with what staff had looked at, and it is taken from the guideline.
Because I guess you could always put a drive on the south side of the property too. There's two ways in. If there's not room to do it here, you could pull behind a fence on the south side, possibly.
Yeah, that wouldn't work because we have an existing porch on the south side behind that fence there. So, and in fact, that's even farther up in the towards the street than the AC unit. So there's even less. Less space there to to get behind the house.
If there's a gate at the front of the house where the original fence is now, would that suffice?
I think that would be screening. And you need at least 6 feet, I think, because some SUVs are like 6.5 feet tall. So in order to screen it from the street, if you had a 6-foot openable gate there at the place of the existing fence, that seems like it would screen predominantly from the sidewalk a vehicle.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the way I have seen properties in the neighborhood that have gates and have been approved, and they do have gates. We didn't want to kind of give our house the look of a fortress or anything. There is enough to get one car there, but yeah, I mean, that would be, if that's the alternative, then we would have to consider that.
If I understand it correctly, there's already a wall there, though, isn't there?
A fence there, yeah.
Yeah, there's a fence. There's a 6-foot fence there, I believe, already.
Right.
I guess, and my other comment, just I'll just go on. I wanted to bring that up. I think screening would be appropriate, and there's already a fence there. That gate that you're replicating across the property, it's not an original design, and it probably could be called incompatible with the existing design and form and material. That sort of pediment on top of it is not typically seen unless I've missed something in the neighborhood. And the materials of that, the pressed metal that's used, is very much a modern kind of material. So I'll just point that out. I think we're using precedent of an existing condition that wasn't an original part of the design.
So that seems like another question, which is whether you would allow access to my backyard from the north side. Basically, would that not be allowed?
I'm just asking if we're moving on from that, the visibility question. I'm just pointing out that existing your gate design.
Right. Well, but as you pointed out, we don't know at what point that gate on the north side, on the south side, was approved. So basically, yeah, I don't know. Would both gates have to be replaced? Is that something that would need to be reviewed? And then both gates would have to be reconditioned as whether or not they meet the specific review requirements?
Yeah, that's why I was asking administration when that was approved, because it wasn't in that older photograph that I saw of the property. So it's within the last 25 years that has been added, as far as I can tell. And it seems like that's being used as precedent for future, this proposal.
Well, yeah. So if that's the case, then, you know, if that's becoming, I think we should, can we resolve the situation with the visibility first, and then we can talk about gates, because that will change some things.
Sure.
Because if you're talking about removing an existing gate in a property that I purchased with that gate, then that changes a different topic. So let's talk about the visibility. Is there then the requirement that I put a gate there that I can park behind that gate? Is that what's being recommended?
That would be screening. That would be considered screening per the guidelines of the neighborhood, I think. That would meet those requirements.
It would be the same as the fence.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, is the fence wasn't approved. So what would be an approvable gate? So where do I
find? And I'm not saying you should remove any gates. Sorry, we should separate this. I'm not saying gate.
I'm talking about, I mean, if we're going to make screening, which is that we're going to close the car off, then we need to know what would be historically appropriate gating to in order to screen that. I mean, right now what's there has been there for longer than I've owned the house. And so then we would need to know what kind of, we need some direction on what that screening would look like.
I think it means if you just did the corrugated steel all the way across and had that as a gate, you're not trying to replicate the precedent, and it fits in with the tone of what's going there. I think if I'm not misspeaking, it's like I have unique gates at each of sides of my house. They were custom built. They're not designed to look like each other, and I didn't pay to have them done. They were here when I got here. I think they're neat. When I had to put a gate on because somebody ran into my wall, I went with a plain Jane replacement to it. And that's not on the street side. It was, you know, because they ran into my wall. So I think the overall thing for the gate is we don't want to make that a prominent feature on the property if it wasn't a historic feature in the first place.
Okay. I guess we were trying to actually
screening it back at the the side of your house was kind of the guidance we gave you the first time through for the screening. Right. Was you plan on pulling your cars back behind that fence anyway.
Right. I don't think we had thought about it as a screening issue. I thought we were taking it more as just that the car would not be prevalently in front of the house. So if it was a screening thing, that really wasn't discussed at the
as first
meeting. Yeah. Or we would have adopted to that. But we thought it was just a matter of moving the car so it's not overtly visible in the front yard.
I think it will be overtly visible in the front yard if it's parked next to your house.
Right. I mean, it's a driveway, so it's going to have a car in it. So the idea is that we have to put a screen there to block that off. Then
the suggestion for the design guide. They suggest screening.
Okay.
The people who wrote the West University Historic Zone guidelines suggest screening. And you've got an existing fence there that I assume has been okayed. And so maybe that is a great way to begin.
Well, I don't have any record of that. Yeah.
Robert, is that fence between your property and the property to the north on the north side of your property have a gate in it? Or is it a solid fence and you can't access your side yard?
It's just it's a solid fence.
With no way to get.
Yeah, there's no way to get in there, which part of this was to be able to access my house from both sides.
I understand. And I think what Lou is saying is that you could hinge that fence to open and not change its appearance. No, I'm telling I'm telling you. You can hinge that fence to open and not change its appearance.
Right. That's an engineering thing, so we'd have to figure that out, how we did that. But sure, I mean, as was stated earlier, the fence, we don't even know if that was approved, even though that fence is all over the neighborhood. But so I don't know if are we just doing adding something that is already not, you know, are we modifying something that was never really approved in the first place? I don't know, you know. So, but yes, you're right, Jim. We could just make that a swinging gate that would just swing open. Sure.
And that would hide your gate beyond it, and that would take that out of the conversation.
Well, it would give access to the north as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would attempt a motion, but I don't think I have enough detail to do a solid one.
For years, I was under the impression that chairs can't make motions, but informed that I can. So if the board would like, I will take a crack at one, and then we can discuss it, if that's acceptable to the board.
Thumbs up, okay. Cam.
All right. Here's what I'm seeing. Number one is... that the pillars of the lava rock walls should not be constructed, and the lava rock walls, to the extent possible, should remain intact. And that the wrought iron fencing in front of the house should be placed behind the wall. Two, that likewise the gate for the entry sidewalk should be placed behind the rock wall so that it functions properly and matches the new wrought iron gate behind the rock wall along the entire face. The third item, and I think in general, all exposed faces of retaining walls are anticipated to be clad with salvaged lava rock wall. And finally, that the existing fence on the north side of the property between the existing home and the neighbor's and auxiliary structure be utilized for screening the parking area and hinged appropriately. And I think that's the extent of, oh, and then, yeah, you guys, I think we'll go ahead and let you guys work out the driveway apron issue. I'm not going to complicate PRC's discussion with that. So that's kind of where I see the 4 points. Am I missing anything, anyone? And if not, I will repeat it and then have someone second it. But is there anything else I should include?
I concur.
Address.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't catch that.
I was saying I concur with your recap, and I think you covered the concern about that entry gate, the main sort of entry gate with the pediment on top, to match right. the logic of the remaining part of the fence.
Got it. Okay. Thank you, Chris. Anyone else? All right. Again, 4 points in the motion. One, we oppose the proposal of pillars on top of the existing rock wall. Two, the wrought iron fence proposed for being the front of the property should be placed behind the existing rock wall, and the gate associated with the sidewalk leading to the front door should be placed accordingly behind the existing retaining walls. The any vertical faces associated with the retaining walls for the driveway should be clad with the salvaged rock material, and that the existing fence between the existing home, between the home and the auxiliary structure to the north, be reused and converted into a gate as required. Okay, there's a motion. Do we have a second?
I second.
Okay, Chris has second. Do we have any further discussion? Very good. With that, I'm going to, the motion is to approve with those conditions. We have a second. Discussion has ended. I will now take a roll call vote. Chris.
Yay.
Aye. Greg.
Aye.
Paul.
Aye.
Lou.
Aye.
Hallie.
Aye.
Cece.
Aye.
Motion approved. Oh, Jim Glock. Approved. Michael, we have a unanimous approval.
Aye.
And I believe that is the last item we need to cover on our agenda. I don't know what I did with the agenda. Stand by.
Yes, it was a one item agenda.
Okay, very good. So with that, I'm going to exercise chair prerogative and call this meeting adjourned. Robert and you guys, good luck with PRC. I think we got things addressed, and you're on your way to get a driveway. So
great. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks for your patience and indulgence, everyone. Yeah. Michael, I'll stay on if you want to offer me any pearls with respect to needed follow-up.
Yeah, you can stay on. I will want to close off the recording. And then for Robert and Pete, I will contact you when we schedule you for the next meeting.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Just a recommendation. Please do not change your plans at this point in time. These will be the same plans that plans review will look at, but they will have the recommendation from West University. If they are okay with those same recommendation, at that point, you'll be able to change your plans, or they give you alternate or their own conditions. That based on those two conditions, and staff, we are going to then let you know what the final conditions are. And then you will be able to revise your plans at that point in time. And when in doubt, please make sure you call me.
Terrific. Okay.
Thank you.
We've got your number. I called you yesterday. That was good.
All right, everyone. All right. Michael, I think I'm good. I have a dinner date I'm late to, so if folks